From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Halliburton is admitting that it skipped a critical test on the cement used to seal BP's oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The blowout of that well triggered the massive oil spill in the Gulf. Halliburton says BP made a last-minute change to the cement mixture, and NPR's Jeff Brady says Halliburton engineers never performed a stability test on the new blend.
Investigators working for President Obama's oil spill commission say tests conducted before the well blowout should have raised questions for Halliburton and BP. Instead, the companies pushed ahead with incomplete data. In a written statement, Halliburton says BP changed the formulation for its cement mix, and a test for stability of the foam was never conducted. BP has maintained that Halliburton's cement job was responsible for the accident that killed 11 workers and led to the largest offshore oil spill in U.S. history. But investigators cautioned against laying all the blame on Halliburton. Critics say BP also should have conducted follow-up tests that would have alerted crews to a cementing failure. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The Commerce Department this morning releases its first estimate of economic growth in the third quarter. Analysts are expecting the report to show growth at about a 2% annual pace. That's less than in the first quarter, more than in the second. It's the last economic data to come out before the midterm elections. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs is accentuating the positive.
You saw positive economic growth where the economy was contracting at 5 or 6%, losing 700,000, 800,000 jobs a month, to one that is growing in a positive direction and adding jobs.
President Obama heads out for a final weekend of campaigning today before the elections. North Korean troops have fired two rounds at a South Korean guard post in the demilitarized zone today. South Korean troops fired back immediately. No one was injured. It's unclear whether the incident was an accident or an intentional provocation. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling both North Korea and China sources of concern regarding what she called the deep-seated challenges facing the Asia-Pacific region. Clinton is urging the Chinese government to cooperate with the U.S. on issues ranging from currency to security.
In the 21st century, it is not in anyone's interest for the United States and China to see each other as adversaries. So we are working together to chart a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive relationship for this new century.
Clinton heads to China for talks this weekend. The man accused of planning an attack on part of the subway system in the nation's capital, Farouk Ahmed, is scheduled for a hearing today. One of his neighbors, Bill Skinner, says he was stunned to learn of the arrest.
This is really close to home. It really made me worry about my children and the safety of my family.
This is NPR News from Washington. Relief workers are struggling to get supplies to areas of Indonesia that were devastated by a tsunami this week. The death toll now tops 400 there. Hundreds more people are missing. 700 miles away, Mount Merapi has erupted again this week. 30 people were killed earlier in the week. Tens of thousands have been displaced there. Stage and screen actor James MacArthur has died at the age of 72. NPR's Zoe Chase reports MacArthur is best known for his role as Danny Williams on the first version of the TV crime series Hawaii Five-0.
Danny Williams was the sidekick of Detective Steve McGarrett on Hawaii Five-0. The show ran for 12 years and was one of the longest-running crime shows on American television.
Hook 'em down, I'll murder one.
This catchphrase from the show became so popular, it vaulted MacArthur into classic television history. MacArthur's acting career was almost a birthright, given that his mother was Helen Hayes and his father, playwright Charles MacArthur. James MacArthur appeared on stage and in movies and television for four decades. He was planned to appear in the newly relaunched Hawaii Five-0 this season. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
The San Francisco Giants have taken a 2-0 lead in the World Series, the Giants blanking the Texas Rangers 9-0 last night. San Francisco blew the game open by scoring 7 runs in the 8th inning after Rangers pitcher C.J. Wilson left the game with a blister on his throwing hand.
You never want to come out of the game, but it's like I did what I thought was right for the team at that point, you know, and it just didn't work out. As well as anybody drew it up. So it's kind of funny because, you know, these games have just kind of gotten away from us, and the series is supposed to be a little bit more of a pitching duel. And, hopefully we can turn it around.
Series resumes tomorrow in Texas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.